This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Signing Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Good morning. We're joined this hour by Matt Hefter from CertaPro Painters. How are you, sir?
Great.
Thanks for coming in on a holiday weekend. Appreciate that.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere.
Sitting by the pool, enjoying the nice warm weather we're going to have this weekend.
Absolutely.
Good way to start summer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably grill out like 5 times this weekend.
Yeah. Keep your grill away from your house.
Lunch, breakfast.
Yeah, you heard us. Keep your grill away.
I did hear that. Yeah, we keep it quite a bit away.
Yeah.
I think I've made that mistake when I was in my 20s.
Sure.
I made it twice.
Melted the vinyl siding.
Once in my 20s and once in my 30s.
It could burn the paint off your house, too, and start wood siding on fire.
It could.
If you get grease splattering or something.
Especially when you're doing something like a longer grill, like chicken wings or
you know, something that's greasy.
Brisket or something. I mean, yeah,
you can start on fire. You go away, right? Because you just let it bake. Mm-hmm. So then you're like, oh, I forgot all about it. Yeah. I actually came out to the patio deck at the time, and my grill was just on fire. Mm-hmm. And it was melting the siding. I'm like, what is going on?
Did you run and grab your expired fire extinguisher?
I actually did not. I grabbed the hose that was right next to it and sprayed it down.
Best idea.
I know it wasn't, but that's like panic mode. That's all I had.
I had a grill fire inside my grill, and it was like, I could tell there was a fire going on in there. Now, and you're going to laugh at me. I have an electric grill because I'm older and lazy, but I don't do a whole lot of grilling, you know, like ribs or anything like that.
We got to work on that.
Yeah, I know. I don't have time to.
I didn't even know they made electric grills.
They do. Yeah. Weber makes an electric grill, and it's great for people who have condos. They're not allowed to have a charcoal grill or a gas grill. You just plug it in, and it.
I feel like you should just put it on the stove.
I'm still outside grilling.
We have to teach you the experience of grilling.
If
you want to really enjoy your day, pick something like chicken wings and multiple sauces and turn it into like an hour and a half.
I envy that. But again,
But
anyways, it started on fire. So I unplugged it and just had to let it cool down. Otherwise, because I know if I would have opened it, it would have been a fireball.
Sure.
Give me a hard time about it.
Have you ever had to paint a house because somebody burned it? What would you do in that situation? Or do you have to start over with the siding altogether?
Well, if the siding's damaged, you got to replace those boards. And that goes for whether it's burned or anything. Sometimes, if you're looking around a house, we're inspecting, we're looking for bad wood because, you know, we're in rough cedar central here in Wisconsin. Yeah. And the boards, once they start to get cracked and cupped and warped, they just don't retain the stain as well. You can stain your whole house, everything looks great. South side, you got warped, cupped boards, and it'll start peeling again, you know, 4 or 5 years or something like that. Whereas, you know, if you just replace some of those bad boards, you can get a little longer cycle.
Okay, so you guys go everywhere that anybody can hear us, right?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the way up north, all the way down south. CertaPro is, we're kind of everywhere now.
I see your cars all over the place, because I drive a lot for my job. Yeah. And so
I'm always looking to see if it's you.
Yeah. We're actually working with a project with you right now downtown on Murray Avenue. So you guys are doing a bunch of the painting. So we were talking last hour about these intricate details that these old Victorians have. Mm-hmm. This is an older building down on Murray Avenue. Mm-hmm. And we're doing, like, there's a bump out. So we're doing windows in there and some siding. But then you guys are painting the rest of the building. So I've been coordinating with one of your guys. I think it was Jesse. I don't remember.
Jason?
It might have been Jason.
Yeah.
So we're working together to make that happen for the customer, and it's going to be beautiful at the end. I can't wait to see the finished
product. I love the old homes. They're so, with the scallops and the, I mean, the book that you got over there, I'm sure has got a lot of good stuff. And there's a lot of good stuff. I my wife went out of town and I lost all my subscriptions to anything I can watch while she was gone. And so I defaulted to YouTube.
There you go.
And I'm like, well, you know what? So I started looking at like Milwaukee history and all these different things on YouTube. There's some good stuff about Milwaukee history on YouTube, mm-hmm. you know, going all the way back to the days of Kilbourne and Juno and Walker. And, you know, it's some cool history, and they go over the houses and the architecture and how it changed over the years, and mm-hmm. some good stuff out on YouTube.
Absolutely.
Matt is with us all this hour. We'll talk more than just burning your house down. CertaPro.com is the website. Get your questions in at 855-616-1620. Thanks for listening to the Fix It Show.
Get her done. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Memorial Day weekend, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Dayton Kane, David Nason, and Matt Hefter from CertaPro Painters on with us, 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talking text line. Yeah. We have a text.
We did get a text, and for once, the picture that they sent in actually came through. For whatever reason, our texting thing, the pictures rarely allow us to be seen. So anyways, they sent a picture, and it's showing some peeling paint. And it looks like multiple layers of peeling paint on a gutter and on a fascia and such, and even a little bit on the soffit there. Matt walked over, took a look at the picture, thinking that it looks like a galvanized gutter with multiple layers and
steel
just old.
Minimally, but yeah,
galvanized steel. So the question is, why do you think the paint's peeling from these surfaces? I'll let you answer that, and we got a second question after that.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it looks like it hasn't been painted in a very long time. So mm-hmm. Nothing's maintenance-free.
Right.
You want to keep things coated. Paint does dry out over time. It could have been potentially prep and proper adhesion. You know, when you paint over this picture to describe it, it looks like aluminum soffit. And it looks like potentially steel gutters, potentially galvanized. So the old days, there's not much galvanized gutters that are really left out there, but you shouldn't really paint them. They were, when it was manufactured, they were impregnated with oil, and, you know, they released that oil to prevent rusting. And so, obviously, trying to get something to stick to an oily surface, difficult.
Yeah.
So, usually it would fall off in, like, sheets.
Mm-hmm.
These might be just, that could be part of the problem. But it just looks like, I mean, can you repair it? Yes, you can. Yeah.
That's the next question.
We would probably pressure wash it. Specifically, we would test it first for lead, make sure mm-hmm. there's no lead paint on there, because it does look like it was done in maybe the 60s or 70s at the latest. But we would test it for lead paint. If there's no lead paint, then we would pressure wash it, probably put an oscillating tip on it, which will blow off the paint a little bit more economically, get it down to a clean surface, make sure it's dull, like Tom always used to say, clean, dry, and dull.
Yeah.
And prime it, paint it, and you're back to square one. Or, you know, if it's a lot of work, call Siding Unlimited or somebody and have them
replace it. I can help you out with that.
Yeah,
I can
exactly.
Yeah, what's the second question? Oh, yeah, is it worth saving? Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, this one's a
this
toss
one's on
up.
The edge.
Yeah.
It's a toss. It's up
might
to you.
Might depend on, you know, as you said, nothing's maintenance free.
I'm guessing.
But.
Can I say something out loud here? Because of the prep work you guys would have to do to get this to work. They might be a toss-up on cost, too, this one. Because gutters and downspouts aren't crazy expensive.
Right.
They're fairly inexpensive to replace. When it comes to other things on your house, it's a smaller item.
And the newer product is going to be a whole lot less maintenance.
Because
you paint this, you're going to have to kind of keep up
with
that.
Well, the original, when it was installed, maybe the 60s or maybe early 70s, it looks like, it lasted a long time, I'm sure. They probably repainted it based on what it looks like to change color.
Yeah.
Because they had white, and then they painted with a tan and stuff like that. But usually painting is more economical than full replacement. In this case, you're right. It's probably right on the teeter.
So let's talk about what you guys all do before we go to this break, and then we're going to get back and talk about garage floors, because we know you do that. But what else does CertaPro all cover?
We do a ton of exterior painting, all surfaces, all around the area, interior painting. You know, through the years, we used to just do exterior painting, interior painting, and decades later, we do just about everything. Replacement of carpentry. You know, we're not looking to fully replace a house, but we replace rotted wood. It's very important to do the proper prep and maintain your wood. Kitchen cabinet painting. About 10 years ago, we got into doing garage floors. I think you did yours, right?
My front porch.
Oh, front porch. That's right. With I think we did a quartz system there instead of a flake. Yeah. So garage floors, concrete coating, and in addition to residential, we do commercial painting and commercial concrete coatings and things like that. So any type of coating, if you think about it that way, we generally do, including drywall repairs and all that stuff.
If my garage floor wouldn't be as bad as it is, I mean, it's terrible. I mean, it's
heaving.
Yeah, big. I mean, like 2-inch heaving and everything. Mm-hmm. You would have done my garage floor too. So at some point here, you know, I win the lottery or whatever. Well, I might move then, but you know, something else happens where new I concrete. Replace my garage floor. Yeah, you'll be doing my garage floor.
Certa with a C, C-E-R-T-A Pro. CertaPro.com is the website. We're going to talk about garage floors when we come back because we have a question on the text line at 855-616-1620. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Advice you can use. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Partly cloudy, a high of 62 near the lake, 70 inland. It's going to be a nice day and just getting nicer as the weekend goes on. It is 51 currently in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane and David Nason here, Matt Hefter from Certa Pro Painters. We do have a text at 855-616-1620. I've started checking out having my garage floor done, so they mean sealed. Right? That's what they mean, I'm assuming. Some say they can do it in one day. Others say they need 2 days because of the quality of materials they use. Would you help recommend the materials that you would use? And I want a quality, long-lasting garage. Thanks, Dave.
I've stopped saying epoxy and everything. When I talk with them, I just use the word coated.
Yes.
Because there are different types. There are different
fluid-applied coatings.
Yeah.
There are numerous types of coatings. There's urethane cements. There's, you know, epoxies. There's polyureas, polyaspartics. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different coatings that are out there. The number of days is really irrelevant. I mean, you're going to pay less for epoxy products. They're cheaper, but it takes you longer because you're going to have to do a 2-day process versus a 1-day. Or you go with a high bond fast cure product that's a 1-day. Most people don't like the inconvenience of having their garage taken over for multiple days or a basement or whatever it is. We have one of the longest warranties in the market with a manufacturer that, and we use a, you know, basically a polyaspartic system. 20-year warranty. I mean, there's nobody out there putting 20-year warranties on their floors from manufacturers that I'm aware of. And that's what's on my floor. I could put any coating. We install, you know, MMAs, and we install tons of products. They all have a purpose. Like Fiserv, we did Fiserv on some of their corridors. That's MMA. But the reason is you can go in and wash it down, lay a coating to reseal it, and you're out of there, and people can go back into the Fiserv right away and start working. So there's a lot of different coatings that are out there. You know, whether it's a 1-day or a 2-day system, you just want to make sure that the company you're working with is established. They're going to back up the warranty. It's a true manufacturer's warranty, not just its, you know, bumper warranty or whatever you want to call it. So you just want to make sure you're working with a quality contractor.
What's the prep work needed on these types of floors, and what should people be asking maybe or looking for?
So prep is critical. I've actually seen bids competing against us where somebody's acid etching a floor. That's a SPF 1. You don't want to do that. You need a minimum of a 3. So you want to have, you know, we have machines or diamond grinders. You want to grind the floor to give it a rough profile. And then you want to put your base coat down, broadcast chip into it for decorative. Mm-hmm. It also builds up some of the mill thickness, and then top coat it with a, you want to make sure you're top coating it with something that's UV stable, like a polyaspartic.
Okay. Is that grinding making a mess? Like if I have a wall storage system where I have everything on the walls and everything's up off the floor, do I have to take everything out of my garage because
No.
you're going to get it all dusty? And everything?
No, we use HEPA vacuums, and you know, we follow all the rules with OSHA. You know, in your concrete, you want to make sure that you're grinding it, but you're containing the dust, and so you want to use HEPA filtered vacuums so you're not letting any particles.
Even though it's open to the outside,
doesn't matter. It's required by OSHA. We're going to follow all the rules
workers,
for a reason.
Workers and anybody around.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Yeah, you want to contain all that dust and grind everything, and then there's even proper ways of disposing of it and all that good stuff. So,
okay. So besides the look of it, what's the benefit?
Well, it does protect your concrete. So in Wisconsin, we have this thing called snow
and road salt.
And as that drips onto your concrete, that's why you end up getting like pitted concrete on your concrete. It starts to deteriorate your concrete. So even if you do have a little bit of pitted concrete and things like that, we can repair that with fortification and grind that smooth. And then, I mean, I mop my floor. But I spend time in my garage. We play ping pong in the garage, and I have all my, you know, the toys and the things that I like to do in the garage. So my garage is probably cleaner than most rooms in my house, but it's so easy to clean. Especially after winter and things like that, you can rinse it down with a garden hose or a pressure washer and just squeegee it out and then literally dry it with a towel. And
did you go up the wall at all, like create a cove at all?
Or? I had a concrete sill going around, so most of the garage, it tapers down, but we just coated that sill.
Yeah.
So in, I think the back of the garage, it's like 4 inches and it tapers down.
How do people get in touch with you?
Just give us a call at 1-800-GO-CERTI, or you can call our local number. If you're tooling around, walking around your house this weekend and you notice that you need a paint job, just go right online at www.certapro.com and you can schedule your estimate at your convenience.
All right, we're going to take a break, go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center, but Matt is with us for another half hour, so get your questions in at 855-616-1620. What's going on over there, Elizabeth? Good morning.
Call with your problem. We'll try to solve it. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton and David here with you. We have Matt Hefter from CertaPro as well. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line if you have questions. I keep looking at this picture that this person sent in of their gutters just peeling in three different layers of paint. And it looks like it's an older home that's been around for 60s, probably 70s. What has paint done in the last 50 years? Like, are paints better today? And are there's definitely certain paints for certain jobs,
lead
right?
Lead paint was awesome, wasn't it?
Lead paint was amazing. Just a bad idea, though.
It's, right, exactly. The asbestos was amazing.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea, you know?
Yeah. Well, paint has gone through, I mean, if you go back in history, I mean, paint, you could really nerd out on this topic. Like, going back thousands of years, paint was applied, right? So, but if you take more recent, paint's gone through a whole cycle. Obviously, lead paint is gone. Milwaukee kind of hung on for a little while longer than they should have. So we have that whole issue to deal with. But at the end of the day, paint today, based on my experience, are way better than even two decades ago. The acrylics and the urethanes and the grip that these coatings really bite, are better than ever before. Fade resistance, that's the UV protection you're going to get
VOCs.
With a low zero VOCs.
Really?
A lot of them are zero VOCs. Even the low VOC is because like the tint will have a little VOC in it, but most of the tints are even moving away from VOCs and stuff. So
for those who don't know what VOC means, what is
volatile organic compounds,
right? So that's what gets released.
Just because your paint smells, it doesn't mean that it's bad,
right?
So a lot of them are water-based paints. They're zero VOC or low VOC. And if you're in a regular size house and room, you're not painting inside a 2-foot by 3-foot closet or something, something really small. You're probably fine. But so VOCs have changed. The colorants how they grind the pigments for color retention and consistency. There's just been a lot that has happened with paints. There was a manufacturer that was making paint that would actually take smell out of your room. So like if you had pets and things like that, it would absorb and neutralize. Yeah, I know, that's what I said.
Febreze paint?
Kind of.
Do they make paints with a fruity smell or something? Do they actually put a...
I don't know
smell
about that. I know they got like the Arm & Hammer version of paint and like there's all kinds of goofy stuff out there.
You painted it.
The reality is like use high quality paints. Use the right, the most important thing is don't go buy a $100 gallon of paint and buy a $6 brush at Menards that's got a plastic handle with plastic, you want to use quality brushes, quality roller skins. You want to get the right roller skin so you're not putting too much of a stipple down. And sometimes you do want to apply a little bit more of a stipple to get it to blend in. This is a paint trade. Everyone thinks you can just jump out there and do it. For everybody that can raise their hand in the car right now or sitting at home, painting is hard work and it requires skill. Knowing the right products to use, the right tools.
Because when you bring on a painter, you've talked about this, you actually put them through some.
We train them.
You know, hey.
We vet them and train
them. Yeah, vet them. You know, hey, you know, you say you know how to paint, show me.
Yeah, I haven't met a painter that has ever said they don't know how to paint. So all the painters always start with the baseline of, I'm an expert. And then we qualify that by vetting them on, we have some exterior mock-ups in our warehouse, and then we have interior rooms in our office. And you can find out really quick how good they are. Just look at their tools, look at their drop cloths, and look at them.
Yeah.
If they're full of paint all over the place, it's not a good thing because our, our customers want clean painting. I mean, that's one of the benefits of many benefits of hiring CertaPro is that, you know, we're not going to drip paint all over the place. And you know, God forbid if we do, we're going to take care of it right away.
Yeah, I've always wondered why painters wear white pants.
Like, well, it's a that was supposed to be a prestigious thing that if you were a good painter, you weren't sloppy and full. You weren't wiping your caulk and wiping your paint on your
plasterer,
your pants. It was a pride thing going all the way back to the, I think it was 1800s.
Okay. We do have a phone call, so let's go over to Paul in Sussex. Good morning, Paul. What's your question?
Good morning. I have a aluminum hardtop gazebo, and the paint is mostly faded off, and I'd like to repaint it, and I'm curious what you'd recommend for like a prime or a treatment to prep the material so that it adheres well, and what kind of paint you'd recommend to withstand the heat of the sun.
So the best way that I can answer this multiple ways, because I'd want to know the pitch of it. Is it a high, like, is it more than a 412 pitch? Is it like more like a 912 pitch? If it's very pitched, you can get away with a little less work. If it's a lower pitch and you're going to have snow sitting on it and things like that, it's a little bit more difficult. The best way to answer that is shoot me an email. My email is plastered all over my website to mhefter@certapro.com. Shoot me a picture. And then I'll be able to email you back exactly what you should be using for preparation. Obviously, you want to make sure you clean the surface. You want to make sure that you're using a primer. If it's a roof system, you want to use a roof coating, which is not going to be at your typical retail store or just walking into a Sherwin-Williams store. You're going to want to use a roof coating. Sherwin-Williams makes a pretty good one. And then you want to make sure, depending on the color you use, you want to make sure that you're going to use something with minimally in the product, the roof coating, or a top coat that is going to be UV stable. So that way you're not fading again. A lot of people are doing these metal roofs and are doing them in black and dark grays and bronze. Well, that attracts heat and it's going to fade quicker. So shoot me an email, shoot me a picture, and I'll spec something out for you that you'll be in good shape.
M. Hefter.
I appreciate that.
Yep. mhefter@certapro.com. CERTAPRO.com.
And that's the website as well, certapro.com. Matt with us for a couple more segments. Get your calls and texts in. Great question. Thanks for calling in, Paul. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. It is a Fix-It show for May 23rd, 2026, if you can believe that.
Like a user's manual on the radio, it's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. If you have questions for Matt Hefter from CertaPro Painters, get them in. You can check them out at CertaPro.com. That's C-E-R-T-A, CertaPro.com. People can go to the website, fill out a form. Somebody will call them back and come out and give out estimates. I'm assuming that's how it works.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, man, 20 years. Yeah. And then previous to me, I think in Wisconsin, we're on 35 years or
so. So it's your 20th anniversary.
Yeah. I had jet black hair, a lot more of it. I was young, thin. I've lost it all in the last 20 years.
Or gained it.
You know, we were talking just a minute ago. It's critical, I think, that you just have us come out and look at. So, you know, if you have a vinyl-sided shed, like the text was, a vinyl-sided shed or a resin shed, which I think is probably plastic, right?
Yep.
So it's a way different approach to it if you're gonna, if it's a white shed on the south side of your house and it's, you're going from white to black. That thing is going to warp.
Yeah.
Versus if it's on the north side and it's white and it never gets any sun, it's not going to warp. Mm-hmm. So there's all these different things about how to prep it. And it's just best to, if we come out to the home, we can be the professionals. We can consult with you. Mm-hmm. Literally every single one of our estimators that come out were painters. They have the experience, and then we train the heck out of them. We have access to all the national manufacturers always trying to train us and do things for us to teach us and keep us up to speed with the paints and how they're changing. So get the estimate, have us come out. We'll write a spec for the project. We'll put the best products. We don't put the same products on every single house. It depends on your surface, your issues, whether it's in sun all the time, whether it's shaded with trees. If you've had color retention issues, if you want to go from a light to a dark color, your caulking, your material replacement, if you have a lot of peeling on rough cedar and it's at the bottom, you know, you got to keep the snow away from that. Like you said, you know, you just, there's a lot that goes into that consultation. It only takes about 30 minutes, 45 minutes, but there's a lot that goes into that.
It's a free consultation?
Yeah, there's no cost for estimates.
Do you guys have a design tool that somebody could see the color of their house if they want to switch it?
Yeah, AIs. We used to work with a company where it was more old school, where they would like, you know, basically change the colors and then send you renderings and things like that. AI tools have really caught up. So, yeah, we can totally help you with that. Take pictures and change colors. And a lot of homeowners can even do it on their own.
So if I have vinyl, I have white vinyl siding and I love these new blues and grays, these darker colors. Can I do that?
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
So I literally drive the same path when I go to work every single day. And there was a house, it was like a creamy yellow color. And I saw somebody just painted it black. That house, I'm just going to take pictures of it daily and watch it deteriorate. Right. I mean, it's going to, the south side of that house is absolutely going to warp.
Vinyl siding?
Yeah.
That painted black?
They painted, it's a charcoal gray, but almost black, but it was like a creamy kind of like yellowish light tan. There is a memory to siding. Mm-hmm. It will go back to its flat state when it was heated up. It is going to warp and want to flatten out on that house. And it's like, somebody did it. And I don't know if the homeowner just did it because they didn't know, or if I hope a paint contractor didn't do it.
Yeah.
But it's the siding is going to go to a flat state because that's how it's manufactured, flat, and then it gets formed and it cools. And then if you heat it up to that same temperature, it just goes back to a flat state again. Yeah. It has a memory.
I've seen times, and you've probably seen this, Dayton, where if a house is too close to another one, or depending on the sun angle, the light, the sun reflecting off a window of like the neighbor's house, and it melts the vinyl siding. Have you seen that?
I have seen that.
I just saw it the other day.
Have you ever seen that? Do that to painted siding at all?
It will fade. More aggressively
in that spot or arc.
So this is making me think of a time when the sun was shining on the south side, hitting the window, but it was at a bit of an angle, but then it was next to a chimney, right? So the chimney bumped out next to the window. And then, so it actually will fade and cook that almost to the point where it could peel, right? Yeah. So there's other coatings that you can apply that are going to last longer than a traditional just grab a paint at the store. Right. It doesn't matter which one. You want to use something that is going to, again, have better color retention. It's going to have a urethane built into it. That's how you're going to solve that problem.
Okay.
It's the low-E coating in the window that's protecting the inside of your house, but it's reflecting that sun right back out the other way.
It just right.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it gets
hot. if you stand there in that direction, it's like, whoa, it's like being under a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
It is hot.
Yep.
One final break with Matt coming up, 855-616-1620. If you have questions, go to certapro.com and check them out. It is the Fix-It Show.
Making it a great Fix-It day. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and JMB Construction. This hour, we've been talking with Matt Hefter from CertaPro Painters, and a couple of texts to rifle through here at the end. What does Matt recommend to use over, it says plastic frame window. I'm assuming vinyl, but anyway.
Well, maybe the trim around the window, some exterior doors around the glass.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's yellowed. The plastic is yellow, likely from age. What would you use on plastic?
That's probably a quarter round trim
piece. That's probably what that is.
I would just lightly sand it with something like a Scotch-Brite or anything like that. I would put a primer on it. I'd use a bonding primer. You can get it at Sherwin-Williams, Benjamin Moore, any of the stores. Bonding primer. And then I would go over the top of it with, if it's yellowed, which means it's probably like white, don't paint it black or anything like that, because it might actually release the glue and warp or something like that. But if you're going to paint it to that similar color, like white, and just it's not a problem. You can just use a standard exterior grade paint, maybe a satin finish or something like that, or a low sheen.
Okay. I want to paint my trim on my house. It's been solid stained 3 times within 20 years. Can I use exterior latex paint even though it's cedar trim?
I wouldn't recommend it. I would recommend sticking with stain. Stain absorbs in, fades, chalks away. Paint peels, and you're going to regret it after 1 to 2 coats.
Mm-hmm. Lynn in Pewaukee asked, will 35-year-old Southern Exposure aluminum siding show fading if shrubs grown over gutters are removed?
Most likely.
Most likely. What? It depends. Like, is it dark gray or is it white? I mean, there's a, you know.
Even white.
Even white. I love when people ask, if I just take off my shutters, will the fade eventually catch up? I'm like, no. Never. Because it's all going to keep fading.
Yeah.
And that part's going to be nice and
but
bright.
But if it fades, just call CertaPro. I mean, the one thing, just be happy in life. You know, don't be frustrated that you're peeling gutters with the pictures and the peeling soffits. Just call CertaPro. Be happy. Give us a call. We'll paint it. You're going to sit back. I read every single comment that comes through the Google reviews and NPSs and everything that comes through. I want everyone to be happy. You wouldn't believe how many people are like, I'm so happy I heard CertaPro. I can now enjoy myself. Yeah. And I've been debating this for years, whether I should do it. And I always just never did it. And now I'm so happy. I sit on my deck. I can look at my house. I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. Yeah. Enjoy life.
My son-in-law literally hated driving up to the house they bought because they hated the color of it. So when they switched the color of it, he loves going home now.
Yeah.
But he literally for a year when they first moved in, hated driving to his own house.
And think about that. His kids are happier then. Yes, his wife's happier. Right. Everybody gets happier. Yep. Just paint your house.
It is amazing. Don't just those little touches. We've done happy. Bathrooms,
paint
right? We've just done two of our bathrooms. And just walking in there, they're brighter. You feel better when you're in there. There's a little texture to the walls that we didn't have before. It's just nice.
There's. You can go on a cruise ship, pay $2,500 a head, and potentially get, was it
Coronavirus.
Who knows what you get. But for that $5,000 for the husband and wife, get your house painted and you can enjoy it for the next 7 years.
Be happy. That's our Memorial Day weekend theme for kicking off summer. Just be happy.
Yep.
All right, paint your house. Always good to have you. Yeah,
you too, guys.
See you. Have good a great weekend. You.
David Nason, what are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Electric grilling.
Electric grilling. I know. I deserve that. A couple parties, things today, and friends over on Monday.
Okay,
so
nice.
How about you?
I'm grilling, and I'm going to do the least amount I possibly can. I need a break. I'm tired.
We've kind of planned it the wrong day. We're going to a friend's lake house today. I'm like, oh, why couldn't it be tomorrow or Monday?
Well, but if it's inland.
It's a big retirement party. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great time. Inland, we're going to do that. My wife is going line dancing with her aunt tonight.
That'll be a good time.
So I think I'm going to get together with her uncle, and we're just going to sit by the fire and chill out. And then the rest of the weekend, I'll be working around the yard because it's that time of year. I got to catch up while I can. So good to have you guys on.
Yep.
Have a good week.
Yep.
You too.
Happy Memorial Day. And Rose Gray and the Fox World Travel Show coming up next on WTMJ.
This has been the Fix It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.